Right now, we are continuing with what we have in store for you. And so my guest is already here, and we'll be looking at cholera. As you all know, cholera has been trending not in a good way, definitely. A lot of major parts of the country have been affected, and it's now been 6 months since the outbreak began here in South Sudan. It's a major public health concern that has affected thousands of lives across the country. And so as we approach the rainy season, the risk of waterborne diseases like cholera is even higher. So what should the public know? How can communities prepare? And what more needs to be done to bring this outbreak to an end? And so joining us now to shed the light on this is Dr. Agret Kaijuka Bategereza. He's the Emergency Preparedness and Response Team Lead with the World Health Organization in South Sudan. Dr. Agret, thank you for coming to Radio Miraya.
Thank you, Lucy, for having me here.
Yes, Dr. Agret. First off, could you briefly give us an update on the general situation of cholera in the country?
Thank you. As you have heard from Lucy, my name is Agret Bategereza. I work with World Health Organization here in South Sudan. I believe people would be wondering what is World Health Organization. I think I would like to start with there. WHO work with the Ministry of Health. We are the technical arm of the Ministry of Health and other partners to protect people, people's health, prevent diseases like cholera, and support health services across South Sudan. We work from central, states, county, and as well to the community. Now, yes, you've heard cholera started like 6 months ago, to be precise, since around September. And so far, we have reached close to 50,000 reported cases. And we are also close to 1,000 deaths due to this cholera. And these are reported cases, mind you. Probably we might have more which were not reported. And cholera is already in more than 40 counties here in South Sudan, and already in 9 states and 2 administrative areas of special administrative areas. WHO, as I said, we are a technical arm of the Ministry of Health. We are supporting Ministry of Health. Ministry of Health is doing great work and to ensure deaths due to cholera are maintained low, and to ensure that we get vaccine timely, medicine timely to where they are needed, to ensure that the cholera does not continue spreading as fast as it would have been without intervention.
Thank you very much, Dr. Agret. And it seems to be a very dire situation, and it's catching many people off guard, you know. And so as we'll be having these updates pretty much every Friday for the next, for as long as cholera is in the country. And let's start with understanding the disease. What is cholera?
So cholera is a disease that gives people watery diarrhea and vomiting. And by diarrhea and vomiting, it removes a lot of water and minerals from the body, and it can kill very quickly if no treatment is availed to the person who has contracted cholera. However, cholera can be treated, and most importantly, it can be prevented.
Okay, that is very reassuring there.
Yes.
And now, in order to treat it, you need to be aware that you have it. I know you've mentioned the symptoms, two symptoms, watery diarrhea and vomiting. Are there any other symptoms that someone should look out for that could mean that person has cholera?
These are main symptoms that one should have: a watery diarrhea. Not the usual diarrhea that one gets after eating bad food, but when we call a diarrhea, is loose stool 3 or more times in a single day.
Mm-hmm. And frequent.
Yes, frequent loose stools. Mm-hmm. And these should be really watery, and some people say they look like water from rinsing rice. So it's that whitish. And there is vomiting. So the diarrhea and vomit coming from cholera is just that it's a diarrhea and vomit without any strain. Normally people to have diarrhea or vomit, they have to strain. This is just like a tap, opening a tap and the tap flowing.
Oh dear.
Yes, and quickly people becomes very weak. And if not addressed then, by replacing the water and minerals, as we say, then that's the danger.
Now, on the onset of symptoms, what should one do if I wake up one morning and I have this water diarrhea and it has been frequent and I'm also vomiting? What should be my next step?
The first step, as you are preparing to go to the hospital, you should replace that fluid or the water that you have lost from diarrhea and from vomiting. Drink oral rehydration salt. Which is mixed in safe water. If you don't have it at home, or is the child who is sick, the mother should take at least in 1 liter of safe water, 6 spoons of sugar and 1/2 spoon of salt, mix and give to the child. Now, I say that...
Are we talking tablespoons or teaspoons?
Teaspoons. Okay. 6 teaspoons of sugar and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Mix well in safe water. Now, start giving the child immediately when the child or when anybody have that severe diarrhea and vomiting. Start giving as you are going to the hospital. Don't rush to the hospital, but start giving that as you are going to the hospital. But if you don't have those, don't delay from going to the hospital.
Okay. Yeah. So definitely the first thing is to ensure that you're replacing this fluid.
Exactly.
It shouldn't even be rushing to the hospital, because then it might be a distant place and something might happen on the way. All right. 2 teaspoons, 1/2 spoon of salt and 1/2 teaspoon of, 6 teaspoons of sugar.
In one liter
of water. This is something you can do at home.
Exactly.
Yes. And for those who can afford it, there are sachets in health facilities.
Or in pharmacies.
Or in pharmacies as well. Okay. Now, once that is done, for the individual that has cholera, we know that this person has cholera. How should those people who live with that person treat the situation in terms of family, friends, maybe their roommates or housemates? And the workplace as well.
Yes. So, cholera, in order to get cholera, means it's transmitted through drinking infected water or drinking contaminated food. Now, when a patient is there, one needs to take precaution, sanitation, to ensure cleanness as you are handling that patient, frequent washing of the hand. We have to know how is cholera spread. You have to drink water, and it has to be that water is contaminated. And where do you get that water? From the rivers, from the pond, or from the dirty well, but also from contaminated food. Now, that comes, we have seen, ensure your water you are drinking is safe. Either it's boiled, or it you have put, you said sachet, so we have different sachet. This tablet which cleans and it disinfects water, some people call it chlorine. It is safe, it has no any harm to the human being. And washing hands with soap or ashes.
Yes.
There are 5 critical times to washing hands. You wash your hands after using the toilet. You're washing the hands after cleaning the baby bottom. You wash your hands before preparing food. You wash your hands before eating or feeding anybody. And those are the measures, if followed consistently and all the time, the family will protect themselves from the cholera. And even the general public, if follows these steps, they will protect themselves from cholera.
Okay. Thank you very much for stating that. These are the ways to get cholera and also to prevent them. And now, is it contagious in the household? If one person has cholera, can another one get it?
cholera is very contagious.
Mm-hmm.
If you have one case of cholera, if that case not treated, every day that one cholera will generate two cholera. And in 1 week, if in the community or in that society not addressed, in 1 week you'll have 150 cases of cholera. So you can see the way it's so contagious if these measures, as I said, are not followed to protect themselves.
Okay. And now, let's specifically talk about treatment. What should one expect once they go to a hospital and they are found to have cholera? First of all, how is it tested for?
So there are many different tests. There's a rapid diagnostic test that is tested at a facility. Many facilities have it. But even not talking of the testing, cholera is the very easy disease that can be treated. As I said, once a person has cholera, the main part is to replenish or to provide the fluids that the person has lost.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, you can treat cholera even without an antibiotic. You can treat cholera even without other medicine, but to replenish the fluid and the minerals that the person has lost. Now, when a person arrives in the facility, they assess the person and they see we have different type of assessment over dehydration, the level of dehydration.
Mm.
We have not dehydrated, moderately dehydrated, and severely dehydrated. Now, using those three, the treatment also it will be addressed depending on those. Not dehydrated, we will provide even in the facility oral rehydration salt that is in a sachet mixed in the water, and the person will drink that. Will drink a lot,
mm-hmm.
In a small amount, but drink throughout. And then if it's moderate dehydrated, and we'll allow person to go home. But if a person is moderately dehydrated, we keep that person in the health facility and give that person that same fluid.
For a longer period of time.
We monitor for at least 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
While that person, we ensure he doesn't sleep but drinks that water. If a person is severely dehydrated, that's only when we need to provide IV infusion.
Mm-hmm.
That is, we provide the fluid in the vein through the drip.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And now, let's move to vaccination.
Yes.
Why does cholera have vaccination options? Some diseases don't, but cholera does have one. And how does it work in the body?
The vaccine works very well. Once given, it's given by mouth. It is very safe vaccine. And then once given, already a seventh day, a person has already developed enough immunity. Strongest immunity is on 14th day. And likewise, when we provide that vaccine in an area that has cholera, immediately you see after the 7th day, cases start to decrease. And then after 14th day, definite more decreasing. And that gives a prolonged vaccine. Normally, if you want even longer prolonged up to 3 years, we provide at least 2 doses.
In what span of time?
After you have given the first one, you wait, different vaccine, different time, but after 2 weeks, you give the another vaccine. And then that one, we'll have longer immunity from the person.
You mentioned now, 3 years. Does that mean after the 3 years, you might need to vaccinate again?
You might need, again, vaccination, because immediate after 2 years, it starts to decrease.
Okay.
And after 3 years, it's no longer there, the immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, vaccine is very safe, as I said. Now, you'll see here in South Sudan, we're giving one dose. Why? It's not because we don't want to give people, but because globally, manufacturers, we have shortage of vaccine. And these vaccines, whenever we have, there's two ways. There's a preventive type and there's the reactive type. The preventive we provide to the people at risk in order to prevent them from getting cholera. Reactive vaccine we provide to the areas that have already been
affected.
Mm-hmm. And then to stop the spread. Mm-hmm. The spread. Now, globally, we have severe shortage of these vaccines. And then you have had not only South Sudan, other countries also are reporting cholera cases. So we are all fighting for that those few resources to get. But South Sudan, as I said, Minister of Health in support from WHO, since the outbreak of this cholera, they have been able to apply and receive around 7 million vaccines. Mm-hmm. This is more than half of the population of South Sudan. These are reactive vaccinations. So we cannot get those vaccines unless we have reported cases and confirmed cases. So, and we have already vaccinated close to 5 million people here in South Sudan. So this is a great achievement, but more efforts still are needed to ensure more people, and especially vulnerable population, the displaced population, are protected.
You talked about the reactive one being available. Is the preventing one available as well?
No. Globally, it's there, but in South Sudan,
not yet.
Unless it is in private facilities, that one I cannot know. But Minister of Health, with support from WHO, we are now in the process of applying for those.
Okay. I should have asked this earlier, but let me ask now. After infection, how long does it take for the symptoms to be felt or seen?
Yes, a cholera can start within 3 hours mm-hmm. of being infected. Yes, and someone starts developing the symptoms. So it is 3 hours to 3 days.
3 hours. Okay, thank you for mentioning the 3 days factor.
Yes.
Because the next question would be, what if somebody already has cholera brewing in the body? How does the vaccine work? Does it, if you give them maybe 2 days into infection, would it work effectively?
No, 2 days to infection, not. We have said 7 days. Mm-hmm. That's when we start having protection.
And so,
and a really strong protection on the 14th day.
So if I had already, if I had cholera and my symptoms had not yet been seen and I took the vaccination, will it then not work?
No, there won't be harm.
Okay.
Then you'll say you have taken the second dose. Because infection is the first dose. When you get infection, you are already immunized naturally. When you get infection, the body creates those immunity mm-hmm. Antibodies against the bacteria.
Okay.
So it's already an element of a vaccination. And cholera, as we say, we see people coming to the facility. Majority of people, they are infected. They never even know they are infected. And a big number of people also they're infected, but they will see as if it's just a normal stomach disturbance. So they will not go to that severe form. And that's why we put emphasis on those few who get that severe form to ensure you seek care immediately. And that care, as I said, is to replenish the fluid that you have lost.
All right. Thank you very much. If you've just tuned in, with me in studio is Dr. Agri Kaijuka Bategereza, Emergency Preparedness and Response Team Leader with the World Health Organization in South Sudan. We're talking about cholera as it's currently very prevalent in the major towns and all parts of the country, actually. And right now we are looking at what cholera is and giving a deep understanding on the disease so that people are aware on the preventive measures. We've talked about how cholera is actually got, and that is through taking contaminated water as well as contaminated food, and then also being in contact with the body fluids of someone who has cholera, like the feces. And yes, so that it's very contagious, highly contagious. So far we've understood that. And the immediate thing you need to do if you feel the symptoms, which is a very loose stool, watery diarrhea and vomiting and body weakness, while those two are happening, the first thing you need to do is replenish that water that you're losing before you go to the health facility, and then immediately go to the health facility. We've understood that you can make your own oral rehydration solution, and that is by combining six teaspoonfuls of sugar with half a teaspoon full of salt, and then put that in 1 liter of water and drink it as you make your way to the health facility. Now, from a preventive point of view, ensure you wash your vegetables, cook your food, don't eat cold food. We've talked about that. Do not clean, wash your hands after going to the toilet, after cleaning a baby's bottom, as well as after eating, but also touching possibly infected surfaces. I hope I've had a summary there. Now, with all that we've looked at, prevention, the symptoms, the treatment, ensure to get vaccinated if you're in a cholera-prone area. Is there anything you'd like to add, Dr. Agre?
Thank you. We have said when you get cholera, even in a street way, remember, it's like you have eaten poo-poo. So we urge people not to use bush whenever they feel they should use toilet. And at most, if it has to happen, at least they should do a cut method. That is, dig a hole, place everything there, and cover the
cover
hole.
Cover it, okay.
Yes, because normally you find people go to ease themselves near the river or near the source of water. They clean themselves and they leave it there.
When there's also rain, we're in the rainy season.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. When rain comes, it takes that and put back into the water. And that's why during rain season, you find cholera even picks up and increasing. And maintain that, as we said, 5 critical times to wash your washing hands, mm-hmm. as you have very rightly said them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Any message to the public as we combat cholera in this season? Obviously, we'll be speaking on other areas as we continue to have this segment every Friday. But what message would you like to give today?
So for the beloved people of South Sudan, I would like to say cholera is dangerous, but we can stop it. What do we need to do to stop it? People should ensure they drink clean and safe water. Wash hands with soap or ashes at the 5 critical times that we said. Cook and cover food, and please eat that food while it's still hot. We should clean our homes and ensure our homes are clean, and we should help each other in this trial time. But we should accept cholera vaccine, which it is safe, and it protects ourselves and our families. I believe if we follow this, together we can beat and be safe against this cholera.
Thank you very much, Dr. Agre, for coming to Radio Miraya today, and I wish you a happy Easter holiday.
Thank you to Lucy, and likewise wishing a happy Easter holiday, and also all the people of South Sudan.
Thank you.
May God bless you and them.
Thank you very much. Well, if you have just tuned in, Lucy Kiden, and we were just talking about the cholera situation in the country, and Dr. Agri from WHO was just updating us on how best to take care of ourselves during this time.